Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I put up the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. We love Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made. Super smooth. Love throughout the DMV.
I still have, I think, 6 bottles left over from the case that they gave us around Christmas time.
You can ship them.
No, I'm going to use them eventually.
Oh, you are?
I've tapped into some of them.
You're not a big vodka guy.
I have Scotty's Vodka reserves at my house, as I should.
I have reserves, but you know what they're great for? For a guy like me who gifts. You know, perfect.
Binge drinking.
I went over Super Bowl party.
Responsible drinking.
Go over to my buddy Eric's for a Super Bowl party.
Yes.
What's up, Eric? Hey. Have some Scotty's Vodka.
There you go. It's perfect.
It's beautiful.
Gift giving.
Yes. So our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Are you concerned that Dan Quinn has brought in so many familiar faces from the Dallas Cowboys and Tyler Biadasz, Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler Jr.?
I mean, it's just three guys.
Some people are
not
calling them the Cowmanders.
Ron Rivera, how many did he bring in?
Well,
like 20?
I did some research before because I knew this would come up.
Yeah.
So Ron brought in Kyle Allen, Thomas Davis, Jared Norris, Marcus Bau, Andrew Norwell, Curtis Samuel, Effie Obada, David Mayo, just to name a few.
That's 8.
13 assistants.
That's 21.
Okay. Marty Herney.
22.
Okay. That's not what's happening.
He brought in the entire city of Charlotte.
Right. That's not what's happening here.
And they were a bad team.
Right. That's the most important
thing. Well, they were a bad team, but they had bad decision makers in the offices.
Yes.
These guys are making good decisions. Now, I don't know if they're all going to be good players, but they're not just plucking them because they're former Cowboys. They're plucking them because they think they're good players.
Right. They think they're talented.
They think they can help them.
They think they can help them. And they're upgrading those units. So yeah. It's 3 guys.
I think it's not fair. I think the criticism is not fair.
Well, how long was that list of Panthers? Like, how was that over his entire tenure?
A lot of those were in the first couple years.
Well, we're like 3 days in.
Yeah, I think the first year.
I think they're going to bring in 13 Cowboys assistants.
I think the first year total for Ron Rivera and the Panthers was right around 5 or 6. And this is just 3.
5 or 6 plus 13 assistants plus Marty Herney.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I don't know how many assistants he's brought over. Witt was with the Cowboys,
yep.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about some of the lesser
coaches.
I mean,
part of the reason is because
it's
the staff wasn't fired.
Yeah.
So Ron brought, which happens. Guys will bring a lot of their staff. It was just, I thought it was particularly interesting when Ron did it because the Panthers were mediocre. Like, at least if you're bringing some Cowboys in, it's been a pretty good organization.
But all guys are going to bring connections, right?
Right.
So yeah. Ron had a relationship with Scott Turner. So Scott Turner became his offensive coordinator, and he had, some sort of relationship with Jack Del Rio. People you meet along the way. With these 3 guys in particular, the Cowmanders, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. They needed a center. They brought in a center. Jason pointed this out a couple times when we were talking about him. He was in the Pro Bowl a couple years ago.
Right.
Now, I don't know if he was, fifth alternate or whatever, but he's been a starter in the league. And then the 2 guys on defense, I don't know what the great expectations are. Ben Standing, I thought, made a good point. Like, they're trying to field a team, and these are solid players. They may not be guys that are going to be around 4 years from now when they want to be competing for a Super Bowl.
Correct. I think Armstrong might.
Maybe.
I think Fowler's just brought in as a depth guy.
Yeah, he's an older guy.
Fowler's had one 11.5 sack
season.
That
was several years ago.
Like 4 or 5
Isn't Fowler like a 10-year vet?
He's been in the league a long time.
Yeah. I mean,
high draft pick. He's never lived up to the potential. But obviously, Quinn believes he can be a good role player on the team. 800-636-1067. Drab does bring up a good point, though. It's only been a couple days. If it continues, then you raise your eyebrow. But this is kind of the way it works. Like, we expected Adam Peters to be calling all the shots, and ultimately he is. But why did they bring in Marcus Mariota? Oh, well, the guy who is, I believe his title now is associate head coach slash passing game coordinator is Brian Johnson. So he's underneath Kingsbury, but Brian Johnson coached him last year in Philadelphia.
Right. It's a league about relationships and connections.
The long snapper played for their special teams coach.
But there's so many guys and so many coaches, you can find connections with anybody. I mean, unless they're a rookie.
Of course.
You could find a connection when you bring in all these new assistants, they bring in 20 new assistants, you're going to have connections with other players from other spots.
You don't have a guy in charge who's trading up for a long snapper, who, by the way, turned out to be not very good and had to be released.
Although I think somebody signed it, right? Didn't somebody
sign Cheeseman?
I thought I saw
that. He landed somewhere? Well, good for him.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe he's gotten better at his job.
I thought I heard that. I could be wrong.
So yesterday, Eric said, and you guys have said, well, this is the norm. This is what everybody does, right? And Eric did some great research, and as a producer, I did a little research myself. So there were 5 coordinators hired from other teams this hiring process. McDonald and the Seahawks has signed 0 Ravens.
Right.
Raheem Morris has signed 0 Rams. Canales has signed 0 Bucks in Carolina. And the Titans have signed 1 Bengal. So out of those 4 other teams, 1 player from their previous team has moved to the new team.
Well, like you said, it's still early.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that those approaches are correct and that Dan Quinn's is incorrect.
Same thing with Ron Rivera.
I just don't think signing 3 guys is indicative of some, like, fatal flaw or something.
I find it interesting. And to me, it's not just the 3 guys. Almost every guy that's come over has a connection. Like I said, everybody gets a guy.
Yeah, I just don't think it's that.
I don't know that Shin did, and I'm not sure about Luvu.
I think the 2 Panther guys don't have a connection.
Yeah.
Everyone else has some sort of connection.
I think that's fairly standard, maybe, and maybe you're right, and it's not, but it seems to me that it's pretty standard.
800-636-1067. Most people aren't concerned about it. I think part of that is because it's, I don't know if euphoria is the right word, but it's like the post-Ron Rivera era.
Yeah, they'll take anything, anybody.
Anything. Even if somebody's doing the exact same thing that Ron did,
yeah,
they're not going to put it on them. They're just going to be like, well, that was Ron. He was terrible.
Right. And this was, I'll say this. You're bringing guys over from the Cowboys. They won the division 2 of the last 3 years. They won 12 games the last 3 years consecutive. So they were 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. You're bringing over players from good teams.
Right.
And you're weakening a division rival, potentially.
That's another way to look at it. Yeah.
I understand what Drab's saying. It just seems it seems weird where it just seems like the coaches are standing in line and Adam Peters is at like the checkout counter and they're making their plea to go tell them to go bring over my guy.
No. I don't think that's it. I think this is a roster that's decimated. It's an expansion team. And they're going, guys, who do you know? We need some help here. We got like 30 spots. We got like 20 guys that we don't want to throw up if they're on the roster. But the rest of the roster, we got nothing. So if you got ideas, if you got guys that are available that you believe in, let me know.
And if Brian Johnson or Bobby Johnson or Ken Norton Jr. or Anthony Lynn, guys like that, Larry Izzo, if they have guys that they coach they really like, what's the problem?
There's nothing. I don't think there is. I think the problem was with Ron is just it was too much of a reliance on that. Yeah. But like the Seahawks are not as depleted as the Commanders.
Sure, they are. The Seahawks have a million holes.
Not like us.
They were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
You think your team has as many holes as awful a roster as this one? I don't think you believe that.
Well, we didn't sign Patrick Queen.
There's no chance Seattle was worse than Washington the last 2 years.
We didn't. I mean. Doesn't mean you had to.
I'm just saying, everyone criticized Ron Rivera for this, And they're pretty much doing the same thing.
No, they're not.
I don't want
over-reliance
of
LeBron.
Who do you know? Get me bodies. They should have a scouting department. They should be signing players that fit their scheme. I think they think that. They should have a better file than the guys they've already coached.
Well, how do you know they're not doing that?
I think the best file.
The guys they're bringing in probably fit their scheme.
The best file you have are guys you've coached. Where you go, you know what? That guy's great in the locker room. He's an underutilized player.
And it was wrong to criticize Ron for it.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't
Ron
because those guys sucked.
Over-reliance.
And they weren't good. And they didn't coach
Zach Ertz is good.
Who?
Zach Ertz is good. Come on,
Zach Ertz
sell me on that.
Zach Ertz is not going to be the starter for 17 weeks. They're going to have
Kingsbury.
Somebody else.
He's a one-year experiment. No, but Trapp's right.
Look, I don't even think it's an experiment. I think it's a guy to help implement his system.
Ertz here because of Kingsbury. Farrell, familiarity with Adam Peters in San Francisco. You got the three Cowboys guys. Look, 14% right now on the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day concerned. So most are not concerned. And the overwhelming majority of people, and we'll go to your phone calls in a second, say something like Timothy Smith. Plucking players from a 12-win team for chump change is smart.
I just said that.
Also, Quinn doesn't have final say on personnel, which is true. Adam Peters supposedly has the final say.
But he should get input from Dan Quinn and the coaching staff.
Of course he does.
He's a collaborator.
Use your brain. They talk about it.
He's not a dictator.
This guy's a player. If you can get him at a discount or whatever, get him.
Yeah.
He had 16 sacks for me the last 2 years as a backup. We could use him.
Yeah. Now Peters might be looking at, we need defensive ends. These are guys that we can get relatively on the cheap that you say can produce. Somebody made a good point on, I don't know if it was our Instagram page or Twitter. It doesn't matter. But basically said that what they're doing is, and maybe Ben Standing said this, they're raising the floor. So some of these guys don't have high ceilings, but they're raising the floor. So they're going from a dreck roster and making it a little more respectable.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it all comes down to the quarterback. I mean, if the whatever quarterback they draft, if he becomes legit, you know, it doesn't matter as much some of these other outside positions. If that quarterback's going to make the offense better, that's what counts.
Let's go to the phones.
That's exactly what counts. And I trust that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and the entire coaching staff are making good decisions when it comes to personnel. I don't know if they're all going to work out.
All right. Well, we'll go to the phones next. Are you concerned that Washington is becoming the Cowmanders?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.